turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the custom king of the SEO show.
Imagine owning, like, a wildly successful restaurant right here in Austin, Texas.
Oh, that's dream.
Right. Tucked away in the Great Hills neighborhood, your tables are just packed every single night. The kitchen is firing on all cylinders. Or maybe you run this revolutionary tech startup over in the Arboretum area.
Okay, I can picture that.
You've got software that is genuinely going to disrupt your industry. You have an undeniably superior product in the real physical world.
Yeah, but there's always a catch.
Always. And here is the bizarre, incredibly frustrating reality. When someone pulls out their phone to search for exactly what you do, you are completely invisible.
Which is just brutal for a business.
It really is. You're buried on page 3 of the search results, which, let's be honest, might as well be the dark side of the moon. Nobody goes there.
No, nobody is clicking to page 3.
Why? Because the mechanics of how we are found online have, well, they've fundamentally broken away from human control, so welcome to the deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Our mission today is to cut through all the noise. We're looking at some fascinating insights from an Austin-based SEO agency called Austin Code Monkey. We're going to decode this massive shift in modern search algorithms.
It's a huge topic.
It is. We're looking at how artificial intelligence is changing the way businesses survive online, and ultimately how you and I, as just regular users, are being guided to information every single time we hit search.
Yeah, and to understand why that hypothetical restaurant is invisible, we really have to look at the sheer scale of the playing field today.
It's massive, right?
Unfathomable. Google processes over 8.5 billion searches every single day.
Wow. Every day.
Every single day. It is it's a staggering volume of human curiosity happening in real time. And the most critical insight from our source material today is that the traditional mechanics of SEO, what we call the search engine optimization, are completely dead.
Just gone.
Yeah. The old practice of, you know, cramming as many relevant keywords into a paragraph as possible to artificially signal relevance to a database.
Yep.
It simply does not work anymore.
Okay, let's unpack this. Relying on old school SEO today is kind of like trying to navigate modern rush hour traffic using a paper map from 1995.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Right. Like, the roads have changed, there are new highways, but most importantly, that static piece of paper has absolutely no understanding of your ultimate destination, or, you know, traffic accidents, or the real-time context of your journey.
It's just a flat picture of what used to be there.
Exactly.
And that lack of context is exactly what the search engines had to fix. The source highlights two really pivotal Google algorithm updates: RankBrain and BERT.
Okay, RankBrain and BERT.
Right. To understand why businesses are vanishing from page one, you kind of have to understand how these models work.
Yeah.
BERT, for instance, stands for Bidirectional Encoder Representations from Transformers.
That is quite the mouthful.
It is. But basically, before BERT, a search engine read a query word by word, just left to right, like a very basic filing clerk matching text strings. If you searched for bank, it didn't know if you meant a river bank or a financial institution until it found other matching words later on.
So it was essentially just looking for the highest density of matching vocabulary words on a web page, regardless of what the page actually meant.
Right, exactly. But BERT introduced natural language processing. It looks at the entire sentence simultaneously.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it reads bidirectionally. It looks at the words before and after a specific term to grasp the underlying semantic meaning. Let's apply this to the Austin example.
Let's do it.
If you type in best tacos near domain, the older algorithms would just scan the internet for pages containing the independent words best tacos near and domain.
Just hunting for matches.
Right. So you might end up with a blog post from someone who visited the domain shopping center once and then decided to write a recipe for tacos at home.
Which is incredibly frustrating when you're literally standing on the sidewalk, you're hungry, and you're looking for a physical restaurant.
Because the old system didn't understand the intent. Today's AI-driven search models know that specific combination of words implies a high-intent, geographically bound, immediate need.
It knows what you really want.
Yes. The algorithm knows you want local business results, aggregate review scores, operating hours, turn-by-turn directions. Traditional SEO focused entirely on fooling a dumb database into thinking a page was relevant.
Right.
The modern AI SEO approach, according to Austin CodeMonkey, focuses on structuring data to serve that highly specific human intent.
I hear what you're saying about serving human intent, but let me challenge the premise here for a second.
Sure, go for it.
If traditional SEO was about fooling a dumb algorithm, isn't this new AI SEO just a newer, faster way for robots to trick other robots? I mean, if AI tools are generating the content on the website to satisfy the AI search engine ranking the website, are we losing the human element of searching entirely?
What's fascinating here is that the mechanics of the technology actually force a massive return to human value.
Really? How so?
Well, because the AI search engine has become so sophisticated at understanding genuine intent and context, businesses can no longer fake their relevance.
Oh, I see.
Think back to the early 2000s. You could literally hide 1,000 keywords in white text on a white background at the very bottom of your website and rank number one.
Oh, man, I remember those days. The hidden text trick.
Exactly. The algorithm couldn't read the page. It just counted the words. Today, if an AI generation tool just spits out 1,000 words of generic fluff about tacos, the ranking algorithm analyzes the dwell time, the bounce rate, the semantic depth of the page.
Then it catches on.
Yes, it immediately penalizes the site for being unhelpful.
So the search engines got so smart that the only way to appease them is to actually build something genuinely useful for the person reading it. The robots are literally forcing us to be more human.
It's an ironic but very real outcome. The businesses winning in competitive local markets right now, they're using AI to scale the heavy lifting, the data analysis, the structural formatting, the technical coding.
Doing the busy work.
Right. Which frees up the human experts to focus on the actual proprietary value they bring to the customer.
Which naturally brings us to how a local business actually executes this in the real world. I mean, knowing that algorithms demand genuine context is great theory, but the source material outlines 4 specific pillars of execution.
4 very distinct mechanisms.
Yeah, mechanisms that are fundamentally changing local search. And the first one is a total shift in content strategy, AI-powered content clusters.
This represents a complete departure from the historical concept of a target keyword.
What do you mean?
Well, in the past, a business would find one golden phrase with high search volume. Let's say Austin Plumber, and they would build their entire homepage around hammering that single phrase.
Just Austin Plumber over and over.
Exactly. Now, successful businesses use large language models like Claude or ChatGPT to map out comprehensive semantic networks.
So instead of trying to make one single star like the keyword plumber shine impossibly bright, you create a constellation of smaller stars answering specific related questions.
I love that analogy.
Right. And to the algorithm looking up, that entire constellation forms a recognizable shape of absolute authority.
That constellation mechanism is vital. A local plumber doesn't just want a page that says, I am a plumber. They use AI to analyze search data and generate 20 to 30 deeply specific questions their community is actually asking.
Give me an example.
How to fix a leaking pipe under a Texas slab foundation? Or what to do when my water heater fails during a winter freeze? Are hard water filters necessary in Travis County?
Oh, wow. Super specific.
Yeah. And when a business comprehensively answers all of those peripheral questions, it signals to Google semantic models that this isn't just a brochure. This is a definitive, authoritative entity on the entire subject of residential plumbing in Central Texas.
It maps the entire conversational landscape.
Mm.
And speaking of conversation, the second pillar the source highlights is voice search optimization.
This one is huge.
According to the data, 50% of adults are using voice search daily. Like, half of us are just talking out loud to our phones, our cars, or our kitchen appliances every single day.
And this ties directly back to how natural language processing models like BERT change the game. Just think about your own behavior.
Okay.
When you are sitting at a laptop keyboard, you type like you're sending a telegraph.
Mm-hmm.
You strip out all the filler words. You just type Plumber Great Hills.
Yeah, that's true.
But when you are driving down Mopac, and you hit the microphone button on your steering wheel, you use natural conversational syntax. You say, where can I find a good plumber near me that is open right now?
The query gets significantly longer and much more conversational.
It becomes what we call a long tail query. AI SEO tools are specifically designed to parse the mechanics of those natural voice patterns.
So they don't just look for keywords anymore.
Exactly. They optimize the underlying content on the website to answer the full human sentence rather than just matching the nouns. They ensure the data about operating hours and location is instantly accessible to the voice assistant trying to answer your question out loud.
Which means the website has to be technically flawless behind the scenes. Because if your website takes 10 seconds to load, Siri or Google Assistant isn't going to wait around to read your hours of operation to the driver.
No, they'll just move to the next result.
Right. And that leads us perfectly into the third pillar, automated technical SEO. This involves things like schema markup, image compression, and core web vitals.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is arguably the most democratizing force in local business marketing right now.
Democratizing? How so?
Historically, achieving elite technical precision required a massive budget. Ensuring your website's code spoke natively to Google's crawlers meant hiring specialized developers. Take schema markup, for example.
Right, the code stuff.
Google's crawlers don't have human eyes. They can't look at a page and intuitively know that a bold number is a price, or that five yellow stars represent a customer review.
They just see a wall of HTML code.
Exactly. So schema markup acts as a translation layer. It's a specific vocabulary of tags added to the back-end code that explicitly tells the search engine this data point is a physical street address, or this data point is an aggregate user rating.
Yes, it explicitly defines the entities on the page, but writing and maintaining that code manually across hundreds of pages, I mean, that is painstakingly slow and expensive.
Extremely. But what the Austin Code Monkey methodology demonstrates is that AI now automates this entire backend process. The tools continuously monitor the site's core Web Vitals metrics, like largest contentful paint, which measures how fast the main content loads, and cumulative layout shift, which measures if the page visually jumps around as it loads.
And the AI just fixes those issues on the fly.
Continuously. It automatically compresses heavy image files without losing quality, minifies the JavaScript slowing the site down, and injects the perfect schema markup into every new page published.
Wow.
It levels the playing field. A mom-and-pop bakery in Austin can now possess the exact same back-end technical perfection as a multinational corporate chain without keeping a $150,000 a year developer on retainer.
The technical barrier to entry basically vanishes. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. The fourth pillar is predictive content strategy.
Yeah, this is fascinating.
The source details how AI isn't just reacting to what people are searching for today, it's forecasting what they will search for next quarter. How exactly is a machine predicting human curiosity?
It relies on massive data aggregation. The AI plugs into application programming interfaces, APIs, that feed it historical search volume, seasonal trends, local news events, and semantic search velocity.
It's looking for patterns.
It looks for accelerating patterns.
So, to use our plumber example again, the AI might look at historical weather data, cross-reference it with search histories from previous years, and notice that every November in Austin, queries for how to winterize outdoor pipes spike by like 400%.
Exactly. But it goes deeper. The AI knows that it takes Google's crawlers several weeks to discover, index, and properly rank a new piece of content.
Oh, right. There's a delay.
If you wait until November to write about winterizing pipes, the search traffic has already come and gone. The predictive model spots the historical trend and automatically prompts the business in late August. It says, you need to publish an authoritative guide on winterizing Austin plumbing systems this week.
It builds the answer months before the local population even formulates the question.
And that creates a massive competitive advantage. While competing businesses are reacting to a sudden freeze by frantically posting on social media, the business using predictive SEO is already firmly entrenched at the number one spot on Google.
Just quietly waiting to capture all that frantic traffic.
Precisely. When you integrate all four pillars, the expansive content clusters, the conversational voice optimization, the automated back-end technical perfection, and the predictive API forecasting, you build an undeniable fortress of authority in the eyes of the search algorithm.
I completely follow the logic of the pillars. But let me step into the shoes of a skeptical local business owner for a minute.
Okay, let's hear it.
If I implement all of this, how do I avoid completely losing my brand's authentic voice? I mean, we have all read AI-generated content online. It's usually grammatically perfect, but it's totally sterile. It feels like digital beige.
Oh, absolutely.
If every plumber or restaurant in Austin uses AI to rate their content clusters, doesn't the entire internet just become a homogenized mess of the exact same advice?
This raises an important question, and it's the primary reason Austin Code Monkey emphasizes a hybrid approach. The danger of homogenization is very real if a business just plugs a prompt into an AI and copies the output directly to their website.
Right, just copy-pasting.
The source is adamant that the AI should only handle the foundational labor, not the final presentation.
So the AI acts more like a high-speed research assistant rather than the final author.
Precisely. The AI analyzes the competitors, identifies where a business is bleeding potential traffic, maps out the necessary content clusters to close those gaps, and generates the raw structural outline.
It builds the scaffolding.
Right. But then a human team or the business owner themselves steps in to inject proprietary knowledge, local nuance, and the specific brand tone.
Make it real.
Yes. The AI might structure the article on winterizing pipes, but the human adds the anecdote about the specific type of clay soil in the Great Hills neighborhood that makes foundation leaks worse. Mm. The human nuance is what the modern algorithm ultimately rewards.
It's combining the relentless data processing speed of a machine with the empathy and localized experience of a human. And it looks like they apply this hybrid methodology to customer service, too. The source details a tool called Review Reply AI. It monitors a client's Google business profile and drafts personalized responses to customer reviews.
Which is a brilliant tactical move. Google's local ranking algorithm heavily favors businesses that actively and consistently engage with their customers. But monitoring reviews across multiple platforms and writing thoughtful, varied replies takes hours of dedicated time every week.
Time that a restaurant owner or startup founder definitely does not have.
Exactly. By using AI to parse the sentiment of the review and draft an immediate, contextually relevant response, the business signals to the search engine that it is highly active and responsive.
Which directly boosts their local map pack ranking.
It does.
So what does this all mean? If I'm playing devil's advocate here, if the AI is doing the competitor research, finding the conversational keywords, writing the structural drafts, fixing the back-end code, predicting the future seasonal trends, and even drafting replies to customer reviews.
I see where you're going with this.
Doesn't the brand eventually just run on autopilot? Is the human even steering the ship anymore?
It is a common fear, but the source explicitly draws a line between automating execution and automating strategy. AI enhances the optimization, but it cannot replace active business management. AI is the laborer. The human is still the strategist.
How does that distinction actually play out in reality, though?
Think about the review replies we just mentioned. The AI can draft a polite response to a 5-star review, but the human owner still has to run the kitchen efficiently enough to serve the incredible food that generated the 5-star review in the first place.
Right. The AI didn't cook the steak.
Exactly. Or with the predictive content. The AI can predict that a content cluster about tankless water heaters will drive traffic next quarter. But the human business owner has to look at their profit margins, their supply chain, their staff's expertise, and make the strategic decision.
Do we actually want to pivot our business to focus on tankless installations this year?
Exactly. The brand isn't on autopilot. The manual chores are on autopilot.
The chores are on autopilot. That makes a lot of sense. And according to the source material, putting those chores on autopilot translates to incredibly fast, measurable results.
It really does.
Because the automation drastically reduces the manual labor hours traditionally associated with SEO, this hybrid approach is actually vastly more cost-effective.
The efficiency gains fundamentally alter the timeline of SEO. The historical advice from agencies was always, SEO is a marathon, give it 6 to 12 months before you expect to see a return on your investment.
Which is an eternity for a small business burning through cash.
It is.
But Austin Code Monkey's data claims that clients in these local Austin neighborhoods typically see a 40 to 60% increase in organic search traffic within just 90 days.
By utilizing AI to instantly deploy those back-end technical fixes and rapidly map out massive content clusters, they're condensing 6 months of manual labor into just a few weeks.
That's wild.
The source notes that many of these businesses hit first-page rankings for highly competitive local keywords incredibly fast, operating on month-to-month contracts.
Right. There are no long-term lock-ins. They have to prove the value every 30 days. And honestly, reading through the source material, the agency itself clearly understands the psychology of the local market they operate in.
They definitely have a unique voice.
They don't hide behind sterile corporate speak. They claim they will get you ranking higher within 30 days. They feature a chatbot right on their site, literally called the SEO Monkey. You open it, and the prompt says, "Ask me anything." Straight answers, no fluff.
It is a highly effective way to demonstrate the very AI technology they are selling right there on the homepage, while keeping the brand completely approachable for a local contractor or restaurant owner who might be intimidated by artificial intelligence.
They even sign off with a bold guarantee stating that the El Jefe of SEO doesn't make promises we can't keep.
It's clever.
You have to respect a tech agency that leans into that level of local character. They are taking incredibly complex, data-heavy algorithmic science and bringing it down to earth.
It stands out because the SEO industry has historically been plagued by vague promises and smoke and mirrors technical jargon. They are stripping away the mystery and saying, here are the tools, here is the data, here is how we win.
So to bring all of this together for you listening, whether you run a local business trying to get foot traffic, or you are simply someone who uses Google Maps to find coffee on your morning commute, which is practically all of us.
Pretty much.
This deep dive reveals the invisible high-speed mechanics operating just behind the glass of our screens, the content we see online, the businesses that magically appear when we speak a question into our phones. None of it is accidental. It isn't just luck or geographical proximity.
Far from it. It is a highly engineered environment.
It is meticulously curated by artificial intelligence that is constantly analyzing our behavior to anticipate our exact intent. The local businesses that are thriving today aren't necessarily the ones with the biggest billboard or the loudest radio ad.
No, they're not.
They are the ones using AI to quietly, perfectly, and instantly answer our specific questions the exact moment we ask them. It's a fascinating blend of human strategy guiding machine speed efficiency.
It truly is a paradigm shift in how commerce connects with curiosity. But as we wrap up, there is one final, somewhat philosophical concept to mull over.
Oh.
We spent a lot of time dissecting that fourth pillar, predictive content strategy. The mechanism where AI analyzes massive APIs of historical data to forecast exactly what information we are going to search for next quarter and then automatically generates the highly optimized content to satisfy that future query.
Right. Predicting the spike in human curiosity before the humans even realize they are curious.
But consider the long-term trajectory of that technology.
Yeah.
If AI models are successfully predicting the exact questions society is going to ask, and AI models are simultaneously generating the optimized answers to those predicted questions, and AI search engines are the ones serving up that content.
Oh, wow.
Are we rapidly approaching a closed-loop internet? A digital ecosystem where human curiosity is entirely anticipated, manufactured, and perfectly satisfied by interacting algorithms without us ever needing to form a truly original question.
Wow. That is a heavy thought. If the map already knows exactly where you are going and it already built the road to get you there before you even started the engine, are you even really driving the car anymore? Something to think about the next time you ask your phone to find you a packed restaurant.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making legends take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold swinging king of the SEO show.